This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday Meditation. Good to be with you today. If you're new to meditation, I'll try to give some clear guidance. I do believe quite strongly that meditation is something that people can do. It's for human beings, and we have to make some effort, but it's not superhuman effort, and so forth. So the basic methods are doable. And if you have been curious about meditation for some time and are checking it out today, welcome. What I'll guide you in is simply using our ability to decide where to place attention. And we'll pay attention to sounds. We'll pay attention to sensations in our bodies. Most forms of meditation, not all, but most will begin with this sort of activity, focusing attention on something actually happening in our experience. There are dozens of approaches that can be taken. Many of them will do what we'll do, more or less, focusing on sensations of the body, especially those connected with the breath, the normal breath. The reason meditators proceed this way is that there's something about taking time, trying to focus our attention on something actually happening, something not terribly dramatic, that has good effects. It's a way of cultivating more concentration, which is an umbrella term for qualities like stability, clarity, tranquility, and so forth. So the good news is we don't have to figure out how to conjure up those states. And indeed, as things proceed, we don't really need to be measuring how well it's working, although that can be natural to be curious, and it's great to take an interest. But the idea is we muster some patience also, so that the effort that we make is largely patience, that willingness just to let our attention connect with something not very dramatic. And then we see what happens. As we do this, we will probably find, most of us, it's individual, but most of us will find that we can do it to some extent. And most of us also will also find that there will be those times when the attention has just been pulled away. And it can happen quickly, and then we might not even realize for a little bit. And so we'll often realize that instead of focusing on the sensations of the breath, we've been daydreaming or mulling over a problem and so forth. And this is not a failure in meditation. It's our kind of our intelligence at work, paying attention to, you know, what seems more pressing, whether it really is pressing or not, of course, is an interesting question. And so we take an interest, but we try just to take an interest briefly, noticing the attention has drifted and so forth, and then bring the attention back to the breath or wherever we were trying to focus. This is, you know, not, lots of interesting things can happen in meditation. We actually solutions to problems can occur to us, that's for sure. But it occurs to us in part because we really have put our hearts into letting things be simple and not just re-engaging with our normal patterns. And so it's a bit radical in that way, but it's not a terribly complex thing. So let's go ahead and give it a shot. So eyes can be open or closed. Either way is fine. I take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in-breath and out breath, maybe even a little sigh with the out breath. Yeah. Letting your breath be normal again. Just let the breath take place as it does. We'll come back to the attention to the breath in a minute. For now, just notice sounds you can hear. And notice how easy this is. We can decide to direct our attention to what we can hear, but we don't have to try to hear everything or keep track of everything. Or anything. Just moment after moment, noticing some of the sounds that come into our attention. So the mind is spacious and open. Sounds can come from anywhere. So we are alert, but we don't have to try to get something out of the sensations, just noticing some of them. Could stay with sounds if you wish. It's also good to practice in a similar way with our bodies, with sensations in our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, so to speak, just noticing what there is to notice now in the head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So again, not trying to notice everything, not trying to conjure up something, just noticing. There might be a lot of sensations, there might not be a lot, whatever, just noticing. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So just breathing normally, not deeply the way we began. There is some movement typically. In the abdomen, the chest, slight rising and falling with the in and out breaths. A flow of fine sensations at the nose, the upper lip, as air comes in, as air leaves. So, for meditators over millennia, the breath has presented itself as a pretty good focus for attention. It is changing, but it tends to be rather neutral. Not dramatic, so good for our purposes. Try to notice when the in-breath is beginning. That is the sensations that are happening in the belly, in the chest, around the nose as the in-breath begins, as the out-breath begins. It'd be good to keep the attention relatively stable, so not moving around, just maybe focus in the belly, in the chest, or at the nose. It's good enough. So again, we're not trying to observe everything or keep track. It's just this exercise with attention, keeping it relatively stable for a while. If for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, that can happen. And so you can come back to sounds if you wish, or focus somewhere else in your body, hands or feet. But we avoid trying to get it perfect. So the breath probably is good enough. See how it works. And then keeping in mind that try as we might to stay focused, the attention will drift. We'll find ourselves often, just involved in a cloud of thoughts, one way or another. Often emotion in the neighborhood. So, as part of mindfulness meditation, we include the recognition of what is happening, what has drawn our attention, maybe even a quiet label. Thinking, planning, worrying, with emotions, noticing anxiety, excitement, sorrow, whatever it is. We don't have to get precise with the labeling, but it can be useful to just use a concept to recognize what's happening. With emotions, we do over time get more familiar with the fact that there is a or tends to be a visceral component of emotion, actual sensations we can feel in our bodies, in the torso. But this is not a job here. It's just an opportunity to recognize, even when our motivation is to handle anxiety better, in those moments we include the experience and then just let it be and bring the attention back to the breath or wherever you're focusing. So there's a method to practice. And it's relatively simple, not necessarily easy, but simple, and it's always personal. So we can also use our own intuitions about even what to do here. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So thank you, everyone. It's good to practice with you. I really mean that, it's good to practice. It's good to recognize from time to time that there are varying things that can happen when we sit down to do this. For some people, the whole idea of keeping the attention relatively stable with the breath is somewhat remote. And it isn't uncommon for people to find that the space, the meditative space, is just filled with thoughts, one thought after another flowing along. And even when we kind of summon that effort to focus on sounds or the breath, it is rather fleeting, and so forth. So just to recognize that this can happen, it can happen regularly for a while, it can happen a lot. Can be part of one's practice, and indeed it can be part of one's practice. And so if we can just summon that ability to be aware of what is happening, right, and find some connection with our bodies, if there is a lot of thought, then there probably is some emotion. And so tuning in to that emotion, the feel of our bodies, and so forth. And in this respect, it's also good to recognize from time to time that it can take a lot of courage to do this, right? And I've certainly had students working a lot with college students and older teens. It can be scary to even pause for a moment from the focus on external things because of the fear that it's going to be really scary to feel what one has to feel, right? And not merely the fear, but the reality that, it's so painful for one reason or another that even bringing attention into one's experience for even a second is scary. And so take courage for all of us just to show up for this. But sometimes it can be something that we especially have to summon. And I can encourage that patience, that willingness, and so forth. On the other hand, there can be people for sure who, young and old, for whom we've kind of just been waiting for this opportunity for someone to normalize or like kind of make permissible taking time and so forth. And for people like that, one reaction can be, we have 5 or 10 minutes go by, and it's very reasonable to ask, okay, what next? Right? And of course, the answer is more of the same. Keep doing it, right? It's not an activity where we necessarily get more complicated. We certainly can learn and develop skills and so forth, and it can be very interesting. But in terms of the core practice, it really is a matter of staying with it and kind of trusting and letting the mind settle more and more, and so forth. And it can seem boring, right? And it is not unreasonable to after 5 or 10 minutes or whatever, to kind of like want something new. Something more, right? And where we practice in those moments is kind of noticing what's happening there, that kind of agitation, that impatience, what's real, what's happening in those moments. And then we get used to that boredom, but more importantly, we begin to notice, wait a minute, wait a minute. Is this peace? Right? Right? It may very well be some sort of peace. And so those are just two sort of examples. There are many other things that can happen in some mix for all of us. And so there is a basic method. It is, as I've said, simple and doable. And yet, as also I emphasize, it's a very personal journey. And we respect that. We respect, our own experience and our own fears, and where it seems like it should be easier, and I shouldn't be so scared by an emotion, but here I am, scared or impatient, right? Or angry, or whatever it is, and then it truly can become a, as it has for me and for many others, it can be become just a very interesting activity as in an ongoing way, as life unfolds. Someone did have to mention my birthday, which is coming up later this week. Yeah, things are zipping right along here, right? What I have found is that as things zip along and seem to zip along even faster, yeah, thank you, thank you. Meditation becomes new. There are new things to notice, to be with, and just one other comment about kind of what happens in those moments of meditation. We talk about being in the, as meditation teachers, we will talk about being in the present moment. And we don't want to be too precious about this concept, I feel. If you get too, like, where is the present moment, right? If you have some conception of time and maybe the infinite divisibility of time, like the real numbers, like an instant can be impossible to find, literally. And that's, we don't need to get complex around where's the present moment. It's good to have a kind of a sense of the present moment relevant to meditation that would be a few seconds, right? So we're bringing our attention into kind of what's happening in the present moment. And if there's an itch that's drawing our attention, it's not just a kind of a momentary instant. It's spread out in time, hopefully not too long, but maybe long, who knows? But the idea is we don't have to rush. We don't have to get uptight about being in the present moment. And maybe for most people, they don't think about these things. But I found it useful to kind of be relaxed, even as we do bring attention into our experience in the present moment, so to speak. Thank you for all the comments. I haven't been able to keep track of the chat. I did remember, though, last week I went off on this tangent about another part of my life as a logic teacher. And I bragged about this text that I wrote called Gentile's Inside Logic, which I am genuinely proud of, but it probably wasn't so relevant to this meeting. If you did want to, I did find a copy. It's mainly been what I've used for intro logic classes, and other people use it too, but just kind of creating their own websites and handing it out. So I put my email in the chat. If you wanted to email me to request a copy of Shantila's Inside Logic, please feel free to email me and I will send you a PDF without any bugs or anything like that in it, that so far as I know. You can also email me about anything else. Also, I'm happy to be in touch to some extent with the understanding that it may be a little while before I reply. Joe always asks good questions. Do you think this one type of meditation is sufficient, or would you recommend more advanced practices at some point? Great question. Great, very great question. This what I teach is what I practice primarily. And I worked with a Buddhist monk named Upandita, a Burmese man who basically took this sort of approach that is radically simple and doable. And we cultivate concentration with attention to the breath, and also with standing and walking meditation, attention to the feet. Just the same sort of principle, though. And then we bring awareness to whatever is happening, right? And so both work together really well. So I have a lot of confidence in that basic model. But the truth is, there are dozens of types of meditation, and I take an interest in all of them, although I haven't necessarily practiced that many. But I have practiced other types as well. And so there can, for instance, be a way of just focusing on concentration. And so just very austere, even more austere than what I tend to teach here on Mondays. Just attention to the breath, period. The mind drifts, just notice that come directly back. And that can be great for a kind of an exploration of concentration, and can be done on retreats over periods of time, which I have done. And then, of course, there are the more natural awareness types of practices that Diana Winston likes to focus on. And those, again, they go well with the basics of mindfulness. It can be regarded as a way of practicing basic mindfulness, but where our attention is, I regard this as a bit more advanced. She doesn't want to say that it is, but I think it is. She doesn't want to say that because for her it was indeed very natural part of her practice. So look, scratch that from the record. Let my beloved colleague Diana Winston speak for herself, as she is certainly capable of doing. But for me, it was something that I did practice with. Kind of separately from the basics of mindfulness, and then found that, oh, they go together really well. So I should have just said, Joe, I'm not going to answer your question. It's too hard. Why do we take a few deep breaths in the beginning? That is also a good question, Yoon. It's just one way to begin. It's just one way to begin. I like to begin that way, partly because it can be relaxing just to take a few deeper breaths. And it also gives me the opportunity to say a couple minutes later that we're just focusing now on sensations of the normal breath, not the way we began. So that's calculated a little bit, so that people don't tend to get too preoccupied with breathing in some special way, right? But I appreciate your question, just so I can have that opportunity to say, yeah, that's just one way to begin. And if you don't want to do it, it's not necessarily part of the basic methods. Yoko Ono, nice. There's so much overlap between good art and music and meditation. Yeah, things are zipping by. It's yeah. I rehearsed entire conversations the whole time. Good practice. You noticed. You were able to tell us. Right? I owe some people here some emails, I see. Thank you for your attention. Good to be with you. Cold states, hot states, wherever we are at. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.